Monday is marked as Labor Day in most countries of the world, but in the Czech Republic it's also celebrated as a day of love, the Czech version of Valentine's Day. One of the traditions is that couples in love should kiss under a cherry tree in bloom to ensure that their relationship blossoms in the coming year. Some towns even organize kissing contests in how many couples manage to kiss under a cherry tree within a set amount of time. The current record holder is Schumperk, where 390 couples turned up to perform this ceremony in the local park. Love was in the air elsewhere as well, but no other town managed to beat that record. Meanwhile, the citizens of Liberec spent May Day in gourmet fashion as the town hall hosted a contest of forgotten regional recipes. Anyone could take part, and so people searched their handwritten family cookbooks for something that would be considered truly special. The winner produced a three-course meal of marinated cheese, the Reichenberg pork roll, and a fruit dessert. Reichenberg is the German name for Liberec, and the winner found the recipe for the winning specialty in his attic. Lucky for him, it was in Czech. And if you're wondering what it tastes like, then maybe I should tell you that the Reichenberg pork roll will be on the menu of the Ambiente restaurant in Liberec until the end of the year. Just a decade ago, not many people in the Czech Republic had their own PC at home, never mind the internet. Today, psychologists are warning about the dangers of becoming an internet addict. Dozens of young people have had to seek professional help after the internet literally took over their lives. The symptoms are easy to detect. People stop communicating, forget to take a break to eat, and eventually even neglect personal hygiene. But then teenagers don't spend much time communicating with their parents, so the early symptoms are easy to overlook. And today, a number of Czech students are on the verge of getting expelled from school as a result of their internet addiction. Psychologists claim that an estimated 5% of Czechs suffer from this modern-day foe, although only a fraction of them seek help. Psychologist Magdalena Froskova says that in 2007 she had 12 patients with this diagnosis. Among them, a middle-aged man whose marriage was breaking up because he couldn't get off the computer, and a 12-year-old girl who established a second life as an internet witch and appeared to be losing touch with reality. On the other hand, Czechs who know when to close their PCs have learnt how to pamper their bodies in order to ease their strained neck and back muscles. Massage salons say that since Czechs started using computers on a daily basis and spending long hours at the office, the number of their clients has tripled. Women come to them for aromatherapy massages, chocolate and coffee massages, while men usually just want a classic massage to ease their sore muscles from work or tennis. However, salons have now started a new trend of massages for two. Many men and women are now buying these relaxing sessions for their partners as a thank you gift or as a special treat for their date in the hope that the date will turn out just as they want it to. After 40 years of isolation behind the Iron Curtain, Czechs are really keeping pace with world trends. Recently, a Czech girl offered to sell her virginity on the internet, and now a 53-year-old man is offering his body as advertising space. He has shaved his head to increase the space available and is asking a set price for the use of his head, arms, back, and so on. Using his head as an ad for a period of 12 months would cost you 3 million crowns. For the present time, no one has taken him up on the offer. Does your family, partner or roommate infuriate you from time to time? Clearly, it's not just humans who have problems coexisting. An elephant at the Ostrava Zoo bit off part of another elephant's trunk, leaving the poor animal badly crippled. Although the elephant now uses its front leg to help shovel food into its mouth, the keepers helped to feed it properly. 10 centimeters of its trunk were bitten off, and no one has figured out the reason why. You know how it is with anniversaries. Occasionally you forget or get the date wrong. Whatever your experience with this, it can't be any worse than that of Vladimir Rostochil, mayor of Svinate. For the past year, he has been masterminding preparations for the town's 1,000th birthday anniversary. The town cleaned up its public places, planted flowers on the main square, and gave the local school and church a much-needed facelift. The local choir has been practicing like mad for the Jubilee. A documentary film and CD were commissioned for the occasion, and a book on the town's history was due to come out in a few weeks' time. A number of prominent Czech actors were persuaded to take part in a play which was to premiere at the local theatre hall on the big day itself, and a fireworks display was being prepared for the big night. Jubilee leaflets were printed out, invitations were sent out, and everything was going according to plan for the end of June celebrations, when an ill-fated letter arrived in the mail. It was from the National Archive, which pointed out that the earliest references about the town of Svinate were not dated 1008, but 1088. It was like a bolt of lightning from the blue, the town's mayor said when he'd recovered. It appears that a local history enthusiast who was engaged in writing the mentioned book had got the date wrong and set the ball rolling. The town has become a laughing stock, and the mayor says that the biggest disappointment was that preparations had come so far. We were keyed up to celebrate this jubilee, and it's clear that unless they invent an elixir of youth, we will not live to see it, the mayor told reporters sadly.